You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And it's time for our Pet Life feature for this week. And we have Kelly and Wendy join us from the Napa County Animal Shelter and Napa Humane, respectively. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wish everybody could have been listening in to the off-air conversation about poop and pee and testicles that we had.
It's what we talk about.
It's what happens in the animal world.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. What brought all that up, anyway?
Somebody said something about housebroken, and we just went off on a tangent.
Oh yes,
the way it went.
Oh yes,
the way it went.
But so, I wish that you had ended with the traffic with the cow in the road. That would have been like a nice segue. And
it?
Speaking of animals,
yeah. I was thinking that right in the middle of it. You'd be good on the radio. You should take over for me.
Yeah. All right,
watch out for that cow. That's all I got to say. Watch out for the cow.
But we can also segue from testicles.
We can.
Because Kelly wanted to talk about just that thing.
So what I wanted to talk about today is starting tomorrow, we have a little promotion going on called Empty the Shelter. All adoption fees are $25.
Oh, nice.
Which is a huge savings. Hmm. Big, big savings.
Compared to what normally
dogs would. Are normally $150, cats are $90, kittens are $130, rabbits are $40. So it's a big deal. So,
And I just want to say, too, $25, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And so every animal that you adopt from the Napa County Animal Shelter is already spayed or neutered, up to date with vaccinations, microchipped. That is amazing.
Out the door
amazing.
For $25. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So this will be going on from tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, through till Sunday, the 9th.
That's sensational.
So we're still doing everything by appointment. So if you want to take a look at our website, you can see if there's any animals on there you're interested in adopting. Call us and we'll schedule an over-the-phone interview, and then we'll arrange for you to come down and meet with the pet and see if it's the right one for you.
Now, is this because you have a lot of animals currently?
No. It's a campaign. It's a campaign that happens two or three times a year. It's brought to us by the Bissell Foundation, which makes the vacuum cleaners and all those wonderful cleaning products. And they actually do reimburse us some funding. Mm-hmm. So that's why we decided we go ahead and do it.
That's
see if
fantastic.
We can get some of these animals' homes.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And
like
the
it.
Goal always at the Napa County Animal Shelter is to empty the shelter. So
yeah.
It would be great if there were no animals there.
I've yet to see it happen.
I know. This is probably the closest.
Yeah, I hear other shelters do sometimes have that happen where every kennel is empty and every cat cage is empty. And
big celebration.
Yeah. So,
pretty awesome.
So it would be nice. Let's find some of these animals' homes.
What would we discover on the website looking at adoptable pets?
So you would see we have probably about a dozen dogs. I have a couple of adult cats. There may still be a couple kittens left. If not, there might be some kittens coming up this week. So, you know, we got to wait for the kittens to reach 8 weeks of age and weigh 2 pounds for us to be able to get them spayed and neutered so that they can go home. But, and there'll be 3 rabbits. So.
Isn't it kitten season right now?
Oh, yeah.
So the kittens are all being born right now and or just little tiny.
Yeah.
Little tiny things.
I probably
right now.
Have almost 65 kittens in foster homes right now.
Oh, gosh.
Ranging from the age of like 2 or 3 days old to probably like maybe 6 weeks old. So
in 2, 4, 6 weeks from now, you'll have a lot of
I'll
cats.
I'll have a lot of kittens.
A lot of kittens.
And by then, the next batch of kittens will be being born.
I was just
going
to say. And then it'll be for the next few months.
It's like every 2 month cycle. And this will go on as long as it's warm out.
Have you thought about passing out condoms to the cats?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Just to, you know.
I know. It's never ending.
But right. Since we can't do that, the Napa County Animal Shelter is handing out vouchers.
Vouchers. We have
for
our voucher.
Spay and neuter.
Our voucher program is up and running again. We had a grant that we got some money for, so we have that program running. This is the first time in all the years I've been there that the program was on hiatus for almost 3 months. So,
how does that work?
So if you have a dog or cat at home that you need to have spayed or neutered, you contact us at 707-253-4382 and tell us you need a voucher, and we'll give you a voucher to cover the cost of getting your animal spayed or neutered. We will do 2 animals per household, and we will also help people with community cats or feral cats. So just give us a call at the number I provided, or we have an email address of animalshelter@countyofnapa.org. Email us, and we'll get you fixed up. And get the animal fixed, too.
Sorry. I'm on fire this morning.
Everybody will be fixed.
That was just too funny.
And all these vouchers are good at Napa Humane because they have the best prices in town for low-cost spaying and neutering, because I don't think people realize what they pay at other vets.
Right, yes.
Compared to your costs.
Exactly. Several $100 at a full-service vet hospital, and Napa Humane is able to charge less than cost because we rely on donations to cover the rest. And then we partner with the Napa County Animal Shelter for those individuals who can't afford even our lower cost. And so there's really no excuse for any pet to not be spayed or neutered, because you can have it done for free right now. And certainly, again, I know we say this all the time, but if you are feeding any outdoor cats, you're taking some responsibility for those cats, and this is the opportune time to contact the Napa County Animal Shelter, get a few vouchers, bring those kitties, those cats to our clinic so that the shelter doesn't have more and more kittens coming in their door. Hmm. We don't need those kitties.
Yeah, because a mother cat can have easily 3 to 4 litters a year.
Four to six kittens per litter.
Yeah, and if the weather stays warm like this through till December, we're talking 5 or 6 litters per year.
Right.
You know, I can remember one year where it didn't stop.
Right.
It was just year round. So it's just really, really important as we're heading into drought season that we do what we can for all these animals out there in our community.
And really, I don't think people really put that together, that one female cat, of course, with a male mate, can have up to, you know, 30 kittens in a year. That's just, that's one little cat couple.
Yeah. Gee whiz.
And these vouchers are good for rabbits, too. Mm. I just got to throw that out there.
Yes.
You do spay and neuter rabbits, too.
So. And there is that saying for a reason, you know, multiplying like rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had somebody like call cats. Me, and he's got 7 rabbits.
Oof.
Yeah, and I'm like,
come and see me. And if he doesn't see you and or see us at Napa Humane,
he'll have 50 before the end of the summer.
Exactly. Yowza. Wow.
Are you guys picking up any other, than what we've talked about in the past, changes in the animal and environment of people and their animals as we're starting to come out of the pandemic now? Is picking up any differences?
My biggest concern will be separation anxiety. What's going to happen to all these dogs that have been living with their owners for or caregivers for 24/7? And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, what do you mean you're going to be gone 8 to 10 hours a day? Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be a big change for that dog's life. So that's something through some training, and you can read up on it. You can start doing little like short visits away from your pet, and then extend them out, so that maybe if you're gone 4 hours a day, it's not so bad. And by the time you do go back to work, everything should be fine and copacetic.
Yeah, I do anticipate that there will be an uptick in calls for behavior questions. Yeah. Either barking dogs could be one thing, because, you know, a dog with you 24/7 is one thing. A dog left home alone for suddenly 8 hours a day, that dog can find some mischief to get into. Yeah.
Chewing up furniture.
Yeah. Yowza. Mm-hmm. So as Kelly said, if you know that your schedule is going to be changing, start to taper off your time with your pets. I mean, go be away from them for an hour at a time, see how they do, and then 2 hours, and then 3 hours.
And everybody's got those little fancy camera things.
I know,
you can always monitor what's going on in your house. I don't own one, but I don't have kids or anything I need to worry about. But I was around somebody who recently had a young kid, and I was like, they got one in the room, they got one in the playroom, and I'm like, man, that kid never has a moment off camera. That's kind of freaky. But you can see what your pets are up to. They do make puzzle toys and things you can use to entertain your dog. Cats so much I'm not worried about, because cats are so independent and aloof.
Cats can't wait for you to go back
there. Right. They're like,
get out of here. You've been around too long. But the dogs are going to have a big heartbreak.
Right. I know.
It's sad to think about.
Which is why my puppy seat is in the car right now, because it's still nice and cool.
Think of all those sofa cushions that are going to have to get chewed up to get all that anguish out.
I feel so terrible for those pillows.
Mm-hmm. All right. So to see the adoptable pets available at the Napa County Animal Shelter, go to
our website, which is www.countyofnapa.org. And it continues. It's a big address. I have to put this out there.
You just have to search for
countyofnapa.org /1023/animal-shelter. That takes you right directly to our webpage. Sorry.
Excellent.
There's a lot of county agencies on the county.org.
Mm-hmm. And that's where a person would get the voucher from you.
They can email us and the voucher from us. They can either email or phone call us, and we'll get the voucher ready for them.
Very
too.
Good. And Wendy, how do people contact Napa Humane?
NapaHumane.org. easy website.
Mm-hmm. There's no 127 dot something?
No.
She's the only one.
Exactly.
Very good. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And maybe 6 or 8 cats next week to come
over.
There you go.
Maybe 7 bunnies.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin.
On KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.